Welcome to Georgia Today. This podcast features the latest reports from the GPB News Team. On today's episode, over the weekend, activists gathered across Georgia as part of the nationwide hands-off protests. It's Masters Week in Augusta. Practice was suspended today, and Georgia shrimp farmers are praising President Trump's tariffs.
Level playing field to where we feel we can compete, make a living, you know, just be a small family-owned business. And that's what most of the shrimp industry is just family-owned businesses that are just trying to survive.
Today is Monday, April 7th. I'm Peter Biello. Activists gathered in more than a dozen cities across Georgia on Saturday as part of the nationwide hands-off protests. The demonstrators were aimed at billionaire Elon Musk and President Donald Trump. GPB's reporters were there.
I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta. Thousands of demonstrators marched over 2 miles from Piedmont Park in Midtown to the Liberty Plaza near the state capitol. Organizers had to find extra space for the people who overfilled the park. Alina Williams was one of them.
And I have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, so I'm here for their future.
As for her top concerns...
Everything. The environment, you know, our security, everything.
Jim Zingazer is a retired CDC employee who says he is watching his former colleagues at the agency struggle.
The people who are running this country are trying to make it dysfunctional.
Protesters carried signs condemning Trump and Elon Musk. At Liberty Plaza, they heard speakers including advocates for immigrants and fired federal employees.
I'm Christy York Wooten in Savannah. Hundreds gathered in Forsyth Park, later marching by 2 federal buildings before lining East Bay Street, waving signs like "Hands off our democracy" and "This is a moral moment." Laura Armitage of Savannah wore a Good Trouble t-shirt in honor of late Congressman John Lewis.
I'm here today in support of us continuing to have a democracy. And I wore this shirt because I do hope everything is peaceful and everybody does everything peacefully.
Jodfrey Stringer, who moved to Savannah from Ohio, said he's concerned about a lack of respect for everyday Americans.
I'm not a veteran, but I'm a tire construction worker from Ohio, a laborer. No, I don't understand why our union guys would support him, because he don't care nothing about nobody that's not rich, and that's why I'm here today.
I'm Emma Auer in Athens. Athens has seen several protests organized by Democratic activists since President Trump's inauguration. The Saturday protest at Athens City Hall was larger than the last. More than 500 protesters quickly spilled out onto College Avenue. Donna Dempsey drove in from nearby Lawrenceville. She says she's concerned about the Trump administration's impacts on retirees like her.
I rely on not only Social Security that I paid into, but my 401k. The last 2 days, I've lost everything that I've gained the last 3 years. So it's very concerning that our representatives aren't out there for us older Americans.
Local drumming group Palms of Fire pounded away on the steps of City Hall. Protesters demanded answers from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, President Trump, and Representative Mike Collins.
I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon, where about 500 people came together in a park running down the middle of Poplar Street downtown. The Macon crowd skewed older. Some of their signs pointed to fears for future generations. Retired Methodist minister Gary Starrett, 82, says he worries about his grandchildren and doesn't know how to talk to his friends about those fears.
It's difficult because a lot of my friends are conservative Republicans, you know, and I love them, but I disagree with them, of course. But it's hard, you know. I hope that they'll see what's happening and slowly come to their senses.
You heard Sarah Callis, Christy York Wooten, Emma Auer, and Grant Blankenship covering some of the weekend protests around Georgia. Rain forced the suspension of practice at the Masters at Augusta National this morning. Spectators were pulled off the golf course because of the threat of thunderstorms. Few players ventured out for practice rounds, and those who did, including Keegan Bradley and Thomas Detry, played alone. But a sunny and warm forecast for the rest of the week looks promising, and not just for golfers and spectators. Area business owners also count on a strong Master's Week for a big chunk of their annual income. GPB's Chase McGee has that story.
Every December 26th, Emma Claire Hansen starts to think about the Masters. She's a fourth-generation family employee at Mary's Home Furnishings on Broad Street, and their first quarter is always packed with locals looking to refurbish their rentals ahead of the tournament.
If I had to guess, I would say we probably do anywhere from 35 to 40% of our annual business in that first quarter because of the Masters tournament.
That regular income is vital for residents still recovering from last year's Hurricane Helene. It hit Augusta hard, taking lives and causing millions in damages.
For a while, we were slow, just while everyone got their feet back under them, and their number one priority was just having a place to lay their head at night.
But with the Masters just days away, things are looking up. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee in Augusta.
Shrimp harvesters in Georgia are applauding new tariffs announced by the Trump administration on imported shrimp. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
The tariffs will levy a tax of anywhere from 10 to 46%, depending on the country of origin. This new trade policy is welcome news to John Wallace. He's a third-generation fisherman in coastal Georgia's McIntosh County and owner of Anchored Shrimp Company, a harvester and supplier of wild Georgia shrimp. Wallace says the new tariffs will help create a
level playing field to where we feel we can compete, make a living, you know, just be a small family-owned business. And that's what most of the shrimp industry is just family-owned businesses that are just trying to survive.
Wallace acknowledges consumer prices may rise as roughly 95% of shrimp sold in the U.S. comes in from overseas. But he says foreign shrimpers have long commanded artificially low prices as they often rely on forced labor and banned antibiotics. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah.
Georgia lawmakers ended the legislative session Friday with several significant bills still in limbo. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Controversial legislation banning diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools, prohibiting the use of puberty blockers for transgender teenagers, restricting school zone speeding cameras, and election changes all failed to cross the finish line on sine die. The Georgia Senate gaveled out for the final time this session just after 9 p.m., hours earlier than usual for sine die. Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones said,
"We'd already gotten all our priorities done." And
Speaker of the House John Burns reacted to the news that the Senate had called it a night.
"But this chamber puts policy over politics."
The House adjourned about an hour and a half after the Senate. Since this year's legislative session was the first of a two-year cycle, any bills that did not receive final approval can still return next year. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
A Savannah warehouse operator has agreed to pay more than $500,000 in back wages and damages to nearly five dozen migrant workers who alleged widespread abuse. Some of the workers didn't have legal authority to work in the U.S. Nevertheless, last year, they accused E-Green Transport of withholding their wages, retaliating against them when they complained to authorities, and other unfair practices. After the U.S. Department of Labor investigated, the company agreed to the settlement. Attorney Alessandra Stevens of Sur Legal, representing several of the victims, says the case was unusual, less for the abuse and more for the investigation and settlement.
Part of the reason that this case was so successful is that these workers were really amazing self-advocates. They organized together. They organized to approach their bosses. They organized to stage strikes.
She says workers have rights regardless of legal status, and she worries that many won't push back against abuse, fearing deportation. As part of the settlement, the company did not admit any wrongdoing. The annual Brag Jam Music Festival in Macon has released its lineup for 2025. The festival today announced headliners alt-country musicians American Aquarium and indie rockers Susto. More than two dozen other acts also were named as appearing at the event. The Brag Jam Music Crawl, one of the city's largest tourism events, will take place on July 26th. Delta Airlines has announced its largest ever winter schedule to Latin America and the Caribbean. The Atlanta-based airline said on Friday that two new destinations from Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Grenada, make it the only U.S. carrier offering nonstop service to those nations. Delta also plans to increase service from ATL to Punta Cana, St. Thomas, and other winter beach destinations. And that is it for this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you so much to my colleagues who filled in on the podcast while I was on paternity leave. The baby is doing well, and so is mom. If you would like to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast. That way we'll pop up in your feed automatically tomorrow. And your feedback, as always, is welcome. You can send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. We look forward to hearing your feedback. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.